It is Rewind. It's Dan Morgan and Mike Bancole to do Brentford. And we start with the season that Brentford came to the Premier League. It was a game, Mike, that I went to. So I was at this one. So I've got a good recollection of it. It was an intense game of football. It was played at the Brentford Community Stadium on Saturday, the 25th of September, 2021, at 5:30. It was 3-3 between Brentford and Liverpool. I'll run through the teams: Alisson Becker, Virgil van Dijk, Andy Robertson, Joel Matip, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Fabinho, Jordan Henderson, Curtis Jones, Sadio Mane, Mohamed Salah, and Diogo Jota for Liverpool. Subs: Kelleher, Konate, Gomez, Tsimikas, Milner, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Firmino, Minamino, and Origi. Brentford: Raya, Agier, Pontus Janssen, Pinnock, Sergi Canos, Onyeka, Christian Norgaard, Vitali Janelt, Henry, Brian Mbeumo, and even Tony. Goals from Ethan Pinnock on 27 minutes to put Brentford ahead. Equaliser by Diogo Jota on 31. The next goal comes from Mohamed Salah, which was initially ruled out as offside on 54 minutes. Janelt equalises on 63. Curtis Jones on 67 puts Liverpool ahead again. And Johan Wisse equalises for Brentford on the 82nd minute. First thing, Mike, I mean, just mentioned I was in the ground. The first thing you notice about these, they're huge. And they are also really using that height, utilising it from the minute they're back in the league. They get results under Thomas Frank. They are utilising the long throw. They are utilising certain set-piece free kicks. I think if you remember rightly, they undo Liverpool with a set-piece routine that's quite unusual with the first goal. And it's working for them. And it's funny now, isn't it, in this modern age where we're talking about this becoming a thing that's back in vogue. And you wonder how much of it is influenced by Brentford and Frank, coming up and making it stick and then being an established Premier League side now.